Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. We're learning more now about what happened leading up to January 6th, right? We have new unseen evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. It's now public, 165-page filing from the special counsel Jack Smith, who argues Trump's actions were not the official acts of a president protected by the recent Supreme Court ruling on immunity, but actually the desperate efforts of a losing candidate. The 165-page filing was unsealed by a federal judge on Wednesday. Joining us now is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Good morning, Thane. I guess one question would be, why Wednesday? What led to the judge to unseal those filings yesterday?
It's a good question. I mean, there was nothing magical about yesterday. I mean, Donald Trump obviously is saying exactly that. Why was it yesterday? Why did it come one day after the vice presidential debate? Why is it being released now at all, given how many few days there are left before the election? So, you know, the judge and Jack Smith, the special counsel, have been acting as if, look, the election has nothing to do with us. We're moving forward on this case, and let's see how this goes. The Justice Department has a policy not to bring new cases of investigations or prosecutions against someone who's running for the presidency. But Jack Smith's position is, yeah, it's not a new case, an old case. I've been working on this for a long time, and I'm delivering a 165-page brief, and here it is.
Talking with CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum this morning. Thane, in terms of the revelations, the new things that we heard, why were they in these filings and not somehow previously disclosed? Like, how is it the first time we're hearing about some of these things?
It's another good question. I think part of it is strategic. Remember, when the first indictment came around, the idea was to show that President Trump, as president of the United States, was doing a number of different things that were designed to overturn the election. The Supreme Court came back and said, whoa, wait a minute. You said President Trump. President Trump, if he is President Trump's got things to do as part of his job. And the court said President Trump had presumptive immunity from criminal prosecution for things related to his official acts of duty. So, for instance, the Supreme Court said, like the calls that he made to the Justice Department to see if the Justice Department would investigate the various states to determine the election integrity, the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, he's the president. Of course he can call the Justice Department. He's saying he can't call the Justice Department. So what, since this has been 3 months since the Supreme Court's decision, Jack Smith said, all right, let me sit down because the judge is going to look through the indictment again, and it's her job to evaluate what's an official act and what's not an official act. So Jack Smith came up with a very new strategy, which is everything that happened had nothing to do with President Trump. It had everything to do instead with candidate Trump. If we call him the candidate Trump, it's not part of his official acts. So that's why this new brief and the new superseding indictment, like, doesn't use the word president, as if to say, forget the word president. Everything he did was in connection with his desire as a private individual to remain in office. So he was a candidate. So that's why they're focusing specifically on things that he said to even his relatives, like his daughter and son-in-law. It doesn't matter whether I won or not. I have to fight no matter what. There was a tweet that he sent out about Vice President Pence, in which he says in the tweet, he has let you down right now. I don't know whether the Supreme Court's going to say that's clearly an unofficial or official act, but these things, they don't seem like big revelations, but what they're all intended to do is paint a picture of a desperate man running for office, not a president of the United States.
Thane, so what happens next? What's the timeline on the case?
So, you know, the president's team has a couple weeks to reply to this 165-page brief, which they will. But guess what? They're going to say, this is 165 pages. We can't do this in 2 weeks. We need more time. And they're going to go to Judge Chutkan, and they might get more time. Remember, Donald Trump's really just trying to run out the clock, because if he wins the election, he'll just tell the Justice Department to drop the case. And so he's figuring, look, we just want to do this after the election, whatever it is. Judge Chutkan has her discretion whether she'll give them more time. If they don't have more time, the judge is basically now going to sit down and go word by word to determine in the indictment, if you were, based on the Supreme Court's decision, which parts of these allegations survive the immunity claim, which is the one, because, you know, Donald Trump, no matter what happens, if he loses and has to go to trial in that case, that case is, you know, going to be appealed, right? They're going to go back to the Supreme Court and say, hey, wait a minute, you said I have presumptive immunity. Why does it look like I don't have presumptive immunity? So her concern is she doesn't want this to go back to the Supreme Court and say, were you not listening to what we said? We said he has presumptive immunity. She has to be very careful to say, Supreme Court, I really went through this. You told me to go through it. I went through it again. And here are the things that I think survive that opinion. This is candidate Trump, not President Trump.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum live with us this morning. Thanks for really spelling it out for us, Thane.
Thank you. Good morning.
And important what he said there. If former President Trump does win, when he gets back in there, this thing all can come to an end as long as they continue to play the long game. And I don't know. Can you bring a president elect through court? Could they, you know, like what does the rest of November and December in those days leading up to?
It's a fascinating constitutional crisis, right? That could be at hand.